Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Finolex Industries Limited Q4 FY19 earnings conference call hosted by Investec Capital Services Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ritesh Shah from Investec Capital Services. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Steven. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining on to the conference call. We have with us Mr. Anil Wadhwani, Director of Finance and Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Krishnamurthy along with us for the call. Wadhwani, sir, I'll hand over the call to you. We'll have initial remarks, and post that, we'll have a Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you, Ritesh. Good morning, everybody. I welcome you all to the Finolex Industries Q4 FY19 investors' conference call. For Q4 FY19, the sales volume for PVC pipes and fittings was at 80,770 metric tons for Q4, higher by about 12.6% as against 71,758 metric tons for Q4 FY18. The sales volume for PVC resin was at 76,549 metric tons, higher by 6.2% for Q4. Total revenue was at about 964 crores for Q4, up by 19.2%, and PAT was at 91 crore, lower by 24.8% from PAT of 121 crores in Q4 FY18. The main reason for lower PAT is high EDC price and sliding PVC price has resulted in lower PVC EDC delta, which has reduced the margin in PVC segment on YOY basis. The PVC price volatility and delayed demand pickup in pipe fitting segment has also affected the margin in pipes and fitting segment. If we talk of full year, the sales volume for PVC pipes and fittings grew by 4.3%, and in case of PVC resin, it was lower by 1.3%. Total revenue grew to 3,091 crores, up by 9.2%, and PAT was at 350 crore in FY19, higher by 17.1% compared to PAT of 299 crores in FY18. I would now like to leave the floor open for the questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, you may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Praveen Sahay from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you for taking my question. So as you had mentioned, sir, there is a delay in demand pickup, and even though you had delivered around 12.5% of volume growth in that. So if I presume that's a delay, is it going to be in a fourth quarter to first quarter? Is it like that? And if that has not happened, how much of the normal growth you were expected for a quarter?
See, this delay that we are talking about is from third quarter to fourth quarter. Normally, by January, we run at the full capacity, but this year, the volumes did not pick up in January, February. It picked up in March. So if you recollect, in February con call also, we had mentioned that the market had not picked up by then.
So that demand shifted from fourth quarter to first quarter then?
So fourth quarter, it picked up in March, so that is why you see this volume growth of 12%.
Okay. Okay. So after a delay in the January, February, the volume comes in the March. Okay. And secondly, on the how much is the CPVC numbers at this time for the quarter?
Yeah. CPVC total is about 2,725 metric tons for the quarter.
Sales? Sales?
revenue is about 75 crores.
Okay. Okay, and can you give on the number side how much for the quarter, how is the PVC resin prices and how much is the spread, PVC EDC spread?
See, the PVC EDC spread for the average for the quarter is the PVC EDC delta is about $523 per metric ton.
Okay, and the PVC and prices?
PVC prices average is $934, EDC $411, and ethylene is $937.
Okay, okay, and this spread is lower now at the current
moment. Correct, it's slightly lower. Slightly lower, 523 compared to Q4 FY18, which was 785.
Okay. No, I'm asking about the current, like this quarter. Yeah, current level is what?
Today the delta is 505.
Okay, okay, that's something. Okay, thank you, sir. I'll come in a queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonali Salgaonkar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity. So my question is again on the PVC to EDC spread. We do understand there are a lot of moving parts as to determine what the spread could be going ahead. But directionally, any thoughts from you, where should we end up seeing this spread from here on?
No thoughts, only facts. From the height of $425, EDC has started easing. But what we understand, caustic soda industry is still not doing very well. So the supply constraint is still there. And the PVC prices, which came down sharply in month of March, in fact, in that quarter, they came down by almost about 10%, have subsequently gone up. But that is not on account of any demand revival. It is mainly because there is a supply constraint on carbide route in China because of environment issues. So that is what has helped PVC prices to inch up a bit. But what we understand in China, because the construction activity is on the slowdown mode, the demand has not picked up for PVC resin.
Okay. So secondly, a bookkeeping question. Could you please quantify the PVC resin revenue from captive consumption in FY19 and 18?
Yeah, sure.
See, the captive consumption for the full year, FY19, the volumes are 1,89,000 tons. And
so revenue?
See, the average, you know the average price of the PVC resin, so you can apply that, no?
Sure.
Yeah.
So, and thirdly, could you quantify the inventory loss that we had from a sharp fall in PVC prices in Q4?
That is difficult to quantify. But that is the reason that you see a little lower margin in PVC pipe segment.
Sure, sir. So, and last question, could you please give us the CPVC total volumes and revenue for FY19?
For FY19, the CPVC total is 8,800 tons and the value is 232 crores.
Sure, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Keyur Shah from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Sir, you mentioned the PVC EDC spread was $523 for Q4, right?
Yes.
And what would be that for the full year?
Yeah,
for FY19, this was about 597.
Okay, 597 versus for the last year?
Yeah.
Last year, FY18?
Yeah.
It was 722.
722. Okay, and can you give some outlook on the volume growth for pipes and fittings for this year, FY20?
What we expect is that we should do double-digit growth, say about 12 to 15%.
Okay.
That is what we are targeting for.
Okay, fine. That's it from me. Thank you.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Maulik Patel from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Couple of questions. You have not given this power revenue this time separately, and there is a line item mentioned in the notes that it has been now clubbed. So earlier, whatever the power revenue is, that now is part of the either the pipe or the PVC? How do we look at into that number?
No, see, entire power is consumed captively. So right now, there is no revenue reported because it is not material. And the costs are proportionately in the ratio of the consumption have been apportioned.
Earlier we used to sell that some volume to the...
Earlier we were selling to the grid also, that is number of years back. But because the prices are not remunerative, we stopped that. And now since the, in terms of value also, the revenue or the cost is less than that required, so we are not going to report it anymore.
Sir, if you can give me the FY18, the CPVC volume and revenue, and also for FY19, this column pipe volume revenue?
Yeah, for FY19, CPVC total is about 8,800 tons, and value is about 232 crores. Column pipes is about 3,200 tons, and revenue is about 38 crores.
FY18 CPVC volume and revenue, please, sir?
Yeah, FY18 is about 5,900 tons. Revenue is about 147 crores. And column pipes is 1,850 tons. And revenue is 21 crores.
The question is that have we make any... So we understand that there is a management focus is to increase non-agri volume in mix. Are we giving more credit periods now to the CPVC and even the ASTM white pipes compared to what we used to give in the past?
No, no. As we had mentioned, we are giving 30 days credit.
Sir, on what percentage of overall my pipe volume we are giving the credit, if may I may ask?
See, now, if we are giving on non-agri also, so that becomes 30% of the total volume.
Is the non-agri still 30%? It is not changing because I've been hearing since last 5 years the non-agri is 30%, agri is 70%.
But we, because the agri also is growing on its own pace, on its own steam. See, non-agri we are trying to put in effort, but agri is growing on its own steam.
Any thoughts on that, the PVC margin or the pipe margin as a whole? Will that see an uptick? Because even I think after spending so much of investment into the non-agri part, probably are we going to see some uptick, or it's still going to be in the same range of 7.5% on a full year basis?
See, agreement, the investments that have been made are fungible. It is same for agri and non-agri. So the pipe that we make, the investments are not different. And wherever there is demand, we will keep on supplying. Though we do require higher effort because in non-agri we were not present, so we do require a higher effort to push volumes there. So that will keep on happening.
What's on that, whether the margin will improve this year, assuming that there is not too much of a PVC price volatility, will the margin improve on the pipe side?
See, margin, if you notice, that is about single digit 7 to 8%. Now, the mix is not going to dramatically change, though we do intend that the non-agri volumes should grow. But since it may not be material, the margins would slightly differ.
The last question on type of, what is the capex this year will be and what has been capex done for the FY19?
FY19 is about 135 crores. And budgeted for this year is about 100 crores.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashish Poddar from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. My question is, you mentioned that the demand was delayed in Q4. From March onward, you started seeing demand coming back. So is it still flowing through in Q1 FY20?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So Q1, you are expecting again the similar kind of growth which you saw in Q4?
We should see good growth because right now we are running at full capacity.
Okay. Can you also elaborate more on the pricing front? Has there been any change in the pricing in the last 3-4 months for the products?
The pricing has changed because of the change in the PVC prices. And PVC prices, as you know, keep on changing from time to time. In second, third week of March, the prices dropped by 6 rupees. Then in April and May, they went up for a while, then they came down. So that change keeps on happening, and as a result of that, the prices for pipe fittings also change.
No, my question is more like the kind of volume growth we saw in just because of 1 month of good performance. Was it because of volume push in the market, or it was a general demand pickup?
No. From March onwards, it's a general demand pickup. But earlier, since it was not moving, we were trying to push because we had accumulated huge inventory by end of Q3.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ravi Mehta from Deep Financial. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi. Just one question. When I look at the EBIT margin in the pipe segment at 7.5 rupees a kg, I believe there is some inventory loss also sitting in there.
Yes, sir.
So, going by the general strategy of, moving away from the price discounts we were offering a while back, so where are we there? Are we completely, fully done away with the discounts and this is a margin after that, or just some color on that?
No. During the quarter, of course, because as I said, there was a delayed pickup, we did try to push up volumes, and since there was no market, we did give some incentives to see that the volumes are pushed. But otherwise, we are at normal levels now. The discounts of earlier FY18 have all been covered, and we are at our normal prices.
Okay. So, if these inventory hits would have not been there, would we be reaching that 8.5 rupees a kg kind of an aspirational margin?
See, it is not only inventory loss. As I said, in this quarter, we did try to push volumes by giving little higher discount when in January, February, there was no movement or little movement.
Okay. But that is again taken back in March.
Yes.
Okay. So what could be a normalized EBIT margin if you can just guide things if the demand has picked up through the Q1 is what you're saying?
Normally, if in earlier years you would have seen that normal margins in our case are somewhere around 8-9%.
Yeah. So you would be there if there are no inventory one-offs.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Madhav Marda from Fidelity Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. So just a couple of questions. One was on the dividend policy, if you could just guide, because, 100 crore capex, we will be generating far higher cash. So are we planning to step up the dividend policy this year?
See, dividend normally, if you have seen, the payout ratio is 40-50%, and same will continue.
Okay. Yes, sir, that's the only question my side.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Bhargav Muthu from Kotak Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Any sense of sir, which geography is contributing to volume growth for us, and are we gaining any market share in South, given that a large player there has changed their cash conversion policy?
See, if you see, the volume growth has been marginal, so it is not any particular market where we have seen growth. It is not so material. Only 4% is the volume growth in FY19.
No, sir, in 4Q, the volume growth was pretty decent, sir, at around 13%.
This is all over.
Okay. Secondly, sir, what is your capacity in CPVC and any plan to ramp up? I understand it was about 20,000 tons earlier.
So that is adequate for the time being.
Okay. And sir, in terms of molds, how many SKUs will we be having, and what has been the growth in the number of SKUs on a YY basis?
See, molds we keep on adding. So So we are roughly at about 1,000 SKUs.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how has been the growth, sir?
Growth in number of SKUs?
Yeah.
So maybe about 100 have been added during the year.
Okay. And lastly, sir, on column pipes, is it possible to give us the capacity and any plan to ramp up over there?
See, if you see the volumes, there are also quite low. And adding on capacity doesn't take us much longer because the same set of extruders are used.
Sure. Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Shriram from Seema Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you. Sir, very congratulations for your number first. Hello. Are you there?
Disturbance from your side.
How are you there, sir?
Yeah, it is better.
Yeah, friends. Congratulations for your numbers for Q4 as well as for FY19. My question is from the production side, the production economics actually. So can you please brief me the total production cost of PVC resin during the year?
Production cost. See, we have been reporting the revenue number and the EBIT number that you already have.
Yeah, the thing. What I'm asking is that in
so
last conference, you have been in last previous conference, you have been speaking about from the cost of production from EDC resin from ethylene to EDC to VCM as well as VCM to resin. You have been already mentioned earlier. Can you brief about for the financial year 19?
See, we try to both the capacities. And,
okay.
If you want the number, we can tell you.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. It may be helpful. Can you please tell me?
Yeah, from the EDC route for the year FY19, it's about 1,59,000 tons.
1,00,000?
1,59,000 tons.
Yeah, okay.
And from the VCM route, is about
1,01,000. 1,01,000?
Yeah.
Fine, sir. So, can you please tell me the average EDC cost, sir? EDC and ethylene cost for financial 19. For total financial 19.
For FY19, the average EDC is about $351.
$351, okay.
Yeah. Ethylene is $1,086.
$1,086. VCM?
VCM is $737.
$737.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So can you please tell me for FY18, if it's possible?
FY18 EDC is 244.
244.
Ethylene is 1108.
1108.
And VCM is 755.
755. Okay, so can you tell me the PVC resin cost, sir, during the year?
PVC resin FI19 is 948.
FI19, right? 948.
$948, and FI18 is $966.
$966. Okay, sir, fine, sir. My second question is that in terms of other income, where we have been getting the dividend income from Finolex pipes, right? The major portion of that, it will be comes from the non-current investments. As well as in terms of current investments, did we have any kind of trading activities on doing in mutual funds?
See, in mutual funds, in current investments, we are only investing in liquid funds.
Okay, highly liquid funds, right?
Yeah, in liquid funds only.
Yeah, okay, fine, sir. Whether can you please give some breakups in the other income side? Because of, in 2017, it was maybe 24 crores. Again, in 18, it was 25 crores. Once if you are seeing in 2019, it was mainly in consolidated basis, it was 49 crores. It was the numbers have been stagnantly doubled the time. That's what I'm asking.
But then if you look at it, it's still small in comparison to the total profit.
Yeah. But the thing was that it was doubled during the year. That's what I'm asking. Is there is from the side of booking profit, it's M2M profit from current investments? Or?
Other income is mainly, you know, it has gone up because of other non-operating income. It's nothing to do with, it's not a recurring feature.
In recurring things, right? Can we expect that 10% incremental for the next few years?
We can't say that.
It's very difficult to say that.
Okay, fine, sir. So, in terms of capital expenditures, what will be the cost for the next 2 to 3 years?
capacity, roughly about 100 to 150 crores each year we should be doing, which will include the replacement assets also.
Okay. 100 to 150, 150 years for the next 2 years, right?
Yeah. This year we have planned about 100 crores.
Okay, fine. For FY20?
Yes.
Yeah, fine, sir. I will wait on you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Kumar Saumoth from Systematix. Please go ahead.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So my first question is regarding the capacity. What is the capacity that we have today?
The capacity is now 370,000 tons.
How much, sir?
370,000 tons.
Okay. And sir, I meant the PVC and VCM cost for the quarter. So could you please repeat it?
PVC for the quarter is quarter Q4 FY19 is $934.
And VCM, sir?
VCM is $742.
And ethylene was 3937, right?
Ethylene 937, EDC 411.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And sir, one last question, sir. Other expenses that we are seeing, it is growing at 17-18% year on year from last 4 quarters. So could you please explain that a little?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
Other expense line item that we are seeing, it is growing at 17-18% since last 4 quarters. So could you please throw some light on that?
You are talking of expenses other than the material, right?
Yeah.
So there has been increase in power and fuel. Naphtha cost is higher. Power cost has gone up. And there has been normal increase in other expenses also. There's nothing in particular.
Okay. Thank you. That will be it.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Just wanted to check if I understand correctly, you said 70% is agri, 30% is non-agri in terms of volumes. Have you seen any impact of the the drought situation in Western Maharashtra impacting us? In that case, what could have been the impact?
See, possibly that is the reason for delayed pickup in the market.
So you mean it is actually recovered, is that so?
No, sir, volumes have come up, but whatever was lost in the first 2 months, partially that has been covered. But I don't feel that the entire thing has been covered. We could have done better if the volumes had picked up right from January. Or for that matter from October, November, because third quarter also we did not see growth. In fact, the volumes had dropped in Q3 also.
Correct. And given the forecast about below normal monsoon, in that case, do you see the growth rate for us may not be in double digit, or you think you have already factored in that?
We have factored in that. But the point is, when the monsoons are not so good, that is also a reason for people to shift to irrigation mechanism, because they can't keep on depending on monsoons.
Understood. And generally, the PVC prices are rising. Does that benefit or does that impact negatively for us?
No, it doesn't matter much to us, because whatever change happens is passed on immediately in the market.
Right. Okay. Understood. And in terms of the capacity, you mentioned 370,000.
Yes.
As of now.
Yes.
How do you look at from FY20-21 perspective? What was it in FY18, sir? If you could.
330,000 tons.
330. So we added about 40,000 incrementally.
Yes. Yes.
Do we see the same run rate going forward as well?
Cannot say. It depends on the demand, and the moment we see the pickup, we do invest, and it doesn't take long to add to the capacity of pipes.
Got it. Just last clarification in terms of our captive consumption of resins, how much would that be?
It is roughly about 74%, 75%.
Got it.
So,
great, sir. Thank you so much for answering my question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Keyur Shah from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Thank you again. Sir, what has led to increase in margins in PVC pipes and fittings in FY19?
See, last year, if you know, we had got a volume increase of 20%. But that was so because after demon and GST coming in, we decided to capture volumes, but this came at the cost of bottom line.
Okay.
So there were some discounts given to push the volumes. And after that growth of 20%, we have grown 4% in the current FY19 on that higher base. And while our prices have come back to normal, so that is why you see that growth.
Okay. Okay, fine. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec Capital Services. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I have a few questions. Sir, first is dividends what we have given out for this year. It definitely seems quite low given the state of our balance sheet and the free cash flows that we are looking at. Sir, what's our thought process on dividend payout policy?
See, it is still more than 40%. So normally what we do is 40 to 50% is the payout ratio. So this is about 43% if I am not wrong.
Okay. But sir, how should we look at this number going forward given we don't have any major capex lined up and
yes.
We're pretty well?
Yes. So obviously some avenues would be looked at the proper time. But right now what is decided is that we continue with this dividend policy of 40 to 50% payout ratio.
Okay. So my second question is on what was the column pipes capacity that we indicated, and if you could please repeat the numbers that you indicated for 18 and 19.
Yeah, column pipes for FY18 was about 1,850 metric tons, and for FY19 was 3,230 metric tons.
Yeah, and the capacity?
See, capacity that I mentioned earlier, the same extruders are used. It is only for the machining part that we have to look at the capacity, but it doesn't take long to add on to the CNC machines that are required for machining.
Okay. Sir, are we happy with the ramp up over here given Ashirvad had one of its key products which went off patent a while back? And I think to my understanding over the last 6 months we have indicated that we have added more extruders specifically to cater to column pipes. So is there any particular number that we are looking at specifically for column pipes?
No, we are not looking at particular number, but if you see that in terms of that low base that we have, the growth is 74% in terms of volumes.
Right.
Now, that patent getting over doesn't make any difference. See, nobody was using their patent rights to make these pipes. Everybody has got their own design.
Right.
So patent life getting over doesn't affect anything.
We haven't launched any new products after the patent expiry.
No.
That helps. Sir, one specific question for the quarter. If one looks at realization per kg, it has increased for PVC resins by 1% on a sequential basis, whereas for pipes and fittings it has declined by 2%. Now, would you attribute this to discounts or some mix change for CPVC, PVC or a lower share of fittings on overall mix?
Ritesh, see, I think both reasons apply. In that quarter, we have seen higher growth in agri once the market picked up. And of course, in January, February, we did have to give some discounts to push inventory.
Okay. So last question, Phenolex Plus, and if you can give numbers for this year and last year, sales EBITDA PAT.
Yeah, Phenolex Plus, on if you see, FY19, the revenue grew by about 17%. Turnover was about 3987 million. PAT is 190 million.
And sir, how much is the increase?
PAT is from 172 million, it has grown to 190 million.
About 10% growth.
Okay. And so lastly, we see non-current investments going down. I think you indicated it's purely on back of Phenolex cables. So we haven't taken any knockdown in any of the other JVs or anything, right?
No, there is no knockdown. It is only the market prices of Phenolex cables which have moved. And that is the cause.
Perfect. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chintan Sheth from Asia Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks, sir. Thanks for taking my question. Sir, on the demand side, you mentioned that, not sure whether Q1 will be, depending on the monsoon, how it will pan out. But any indication, you know, how the ground improvement in terms of government's emphasis on doubling the farm income and all will help in our core business of agri-pipes. Are we optimistic about the overall demand outlook over the next 3 years, 5 years, given the groundwork you must be seeing for past 5 years what government has done?
That groundwork is happening in both agri as well as non-agri. And we feel that with, again, coming into power, the impetus will be there in both of these. And inherent demand anyway exists. So we should see good growth coming in coming 5 years.
But from the capex number, which we see we are less aggressive in terms of or less enthusiastic in terms of demand for next year. So whether our reading is correct or, you know, how do you see the capex number should be if you see the demand is there on the ground?
As I said earlier, we have raised our capacity from 330,000 to 370,000
tons. Yeah.
Okay. For FY20, we have planned a capex of 100 crores. So normally we add capacities in the modules of 30 to 40,000 a year to take care of the expansion that we are looking for in the market.
Correct.
So if we see growth happening faster, we can spend more, and it doesn't take long to set up the capacities.
Sure. And sir, in terms of spread again, we are still, at a low spread, we are doing a 300, 350 kind of EBIT in the PVC side. Even though our pipes margins are dead lower than our expectation, how do you see the sustainable number in the PVC now? Because earlier we were indicating 250 kind of number is a sustainable number for the PVC raising. So
there is no sustainable number in this. What you mentioned, 300, 350 number has come because the spreads were high. In our case, we did better because we had low cost inventory of EDC with us when we closed the jetty last year. So that gives us an advantage. So if you see in first 6 months, we have done much better in the PVC segment. While the spread kept on coming down quarter after a quarter. And so 300 and 350 crores is when the delta is good. But now with the lower delta, obviously, if you see the earlier years, if you look at 15-16, this was about 200 crore plus that we did. And the delta at that time was 550 plus.
Correct. Which is currently where the spread is
now. Yes, yes. So with that delta, EBIT of 350 crore will be difficult to achieve.
Correct. Right. So, but lower spread would mean better margin for PVC pipes?
No, it doesn't mean that. Because in PVC pipes, whatever changes happen in PVC prices are completely passed on in the market. So, save for a temporary inventory gain or loss, it doesn't make difference.
Okay. But do you see in the second half, the situation can improve in terms of spread? Because we are currently buying at a low cost, lower spread inventory right now. If the spread improves in second half, we can see better performance?
See, if it improves, we will see better performance. But at the same time, nobody can say whether it will improve.
Sure. Thanks. That's what my question. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Dhiral Shah from ACM Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. So just to follow up, you know, of the above question, so do you expect, you know, this year the EBIT of PVC will be around 200 to 250 crore?
Good morning. It is difficult to venture that guess. We'll have to wait for the year to be over.
Okay, but it should be, let's say if prices remain at current level, so it should be around 200 to 250 crore, sir?
True. If they remain at the same level, it should be around that, yes.
And secondly, sir, about PVC pipes and fittings, so do you expect at least, you know, 8% EBIT margin for current year or even more than that?
In normal conditions, it should happen, but then everything depends on the market conditions.
Okay, but sir, our attempt is to, you know, at least achieve 8%, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay. And so what is the guidance for, let's say, CPVC and column pipe, you know, maybe revenue for next 1 to 2 years? Where do you want to, you know, get the number at?
No, no, we wish to grow in both, but it is difficult to give a guidance number. We ourselves don't set up such guidance numbers.
But at least, you know, 30-40% growth on a low base?
We, of course, would attempt that.
Okay. And sir, one more question in Finolex Plaza. We have seen good growth in revenue, but why our profit was up only 10%?
See, that growth in revenue is also not much.
Sir, 300 to 398 crore, right?
Yeah, that is again 342. It is from 342 to 398.
342 to 398. Okay, and so this year again we are expecting, you know, 30-40,000 tons of capacity addition?
Right now it is not on anvil, but during the year we would plan.
And so what is the current capacity utilization?
The normal capacity utilization in each year is 65 to 70%, because during monsoon we cut down on our production.
Okay.
Because the market slows down during the period, the pipeline activity doesn't happen during that period.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Maulik Patel from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
So now, finally, this year, we have seen good growth in the CPVC volume. Is it fair to assume that the CPVC is a much higher margin?
This much higher was there earlier. It is still higher compared to other categories of pipes.
Same is the case with the column pipe also?
Column pipe is also better compared to other categories of pipes, yes. But then, since the volumes are so low, it will not materially impact the total margins. Hello, Maulik, are you there?
No, Mr. Patel.
Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yes, yes.
Overall, if you look at the volatility in the PVC prices throughout the year, plus also the conditions were not good, particularly in certain states that there was a drought conditions in the second half. Or, but are we confident that the volume could in the pipe segment this year will be better than the year FY19?
We expect them to be better.
What could be that number, sir? Because see, this year, so again, there was an impact of the loading of the discount or the withdrawal of the discount which we have given into the year of FY18.
Yes.
So the probably the first half the growth was not that strong because of that reason. But in the second, and now that withdrawal is completely, there is no discount in the market.
Yes.
So the growth could be better as the market has accepted that.
That is why you mentioned we expect the volume growth to be about 12 to 15%.
Fine, sir. Thank you. I wish you all the good luck.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pratik Bhatnagar from HSBC Bank. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Just two questions. When are you planning to close the jetty? You would have already built up the stocks. So could you give a guidance on what would be the average EDC price in your inventory or even the VCM price?
The EDC price is at the market price that we have mentioned, and jetty is already closed.
Okay. So we should ideally take up the prices for April?
Yeah.
Okay. And for the pipes segment, what is the capacity expansion we should expect each year? 30,000 to 40,000 tons?
Yes, 30,000 to 40,000 normally we do each year.
Okay, that's it. That's it from my side. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonali Salgaonkar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the follow-up. Just one question. Last earnings call, you had mentioned that there was some, subdued offtake in Maharashtra and Karnataka, especially owing to delayed sugarcane payments to farmers.
Yes.
So just wanted an update. Is that behind us and are we fairly on track?
Yes, of course. See, the what we mentioned, the market pickup from March. Now, that has mainly happened in Maharashtra and Karnataka, and that we are running at full capacity since then.
Okay. All right. Okay, sir. That's it from me. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec Capital Services. Please go ahead.
Sir, when did we close down the jetty? If you can help us with the date, please.
That was about 15th of May. That is what normally happens. Around that day, it is closed.
Okay. And the second question, normally what is the mix of PVC, EDC, PVC, VCM routes when we look at the monsoon quarters? If you could give number for last year or broadly if you can indicate that, would be helpful.
It is difficult to state those numbers. It is on the basis of, see, VCM we don't stock too much for the entire period. So during that period, the most of it is from the EDC route.
Sir, what percentage would be roughly, say 80% will be PVC, EDC route?
It's difficult to put the number. It depends on the stock available.
But sir,
it's not changing each year.
Okay. But sir, looking at the inventory which you would have already stocked, given the jetty is already shut down.
I don't have that number right now.
Okay. I'll follow up, sir, on that. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shriram Rajaram from Sundaram Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Sir, is it possible to give the depreciation breakup between PVC and pipes for the full year? FY19 and 18?
That I do not have right now.
Okay, fine sir.
Precision break.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yep. Hello.
Yes, the next question is from the line of Abhilasha Satale from Dalal & Broacha. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I want to know how has been the industry growth in Q4 and FY19? And, I mean, are we seeing, you know, that shift happening from unorganized to organized sector? Are we seeing those kind of signs?
See, that shift from unorganized to organized is not so visible. Should happen with the course of time. And growth for the market, I suppose, in FY19, it was lower. It was a single-digit number. And Q4, as you know, it was low all across.
Okay. I mean, is it better? Is it in line with how our volumes have grown? Has
yes.
industry grown
yes.
at around
yes.
10-12%?
In fact, it's difficult to say, but I don't think industry grew by 10-12% during the year. It was less than that.
Okay.
In fact, it could be in the range of 5-7% only.
Okay. Okay. And what would be the factors you feel that would drive, you know, unorganized to organized shift going forward?
See, with the better monitoring mechanism, now we all know that the e-way bill has come into force, but the monitoring system has still not been fully implemented. So with that happening, slowly that shift will happen.
Okay,
thank you. Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question, you may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Shriram from Seema Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, this time my inquiry is from some kind of macro things. Actually, the IMD report is saying about that the monsoons will be a little bit normal, as well as there will be a heavier drought in the south states where we can push all, where we can push our volumes in Tamil Nadu as well as on Karnataka. So far, how do you see the factors to be on the uptrend?
It all depends. If we look talk about the Q2. It depends on the timing of the monsoon.
Okay.
Otherwise, we will be trying to pushing and all the territories.
Okay. Once if the monsoons are not supporting, whether in order to push our volumes, whether we will go for another kind of discounting?
No. During monsoon, it is the discounts also don't help. See the pipeline.
Okay. So it might affect our margins, right?
Sorry, it does, because the volumes are low. The production volumes are low. So if you see historically in all Q2, the margin...
Yeah, we can see. Hello?
Yeah,
so as well as the agro inflation is also likely to be slowed down. So far, whether how far we have been, the liquidity crisis has so far going on. We are doing nearly 70% of the business is from the agro sector, agro. How far it will going to affect our business? Can you please give some brief about that?
Sorry, I didn't get the question.
Actually, the agro inflations are looking low here. Even though there will be no equity crisis in the NBP sectors, where we can boost our revenues in the agro sectors, nearly doing 70% of our revenue. How far it will going to affect? in terms of our agro business?
In NBFCs? No, that is not going to affect, because normally in agri, the farmers get loans from the regional, rural regional banks.
Okay.
So which are refinanced by NABARD.
So okay.
This in the NBFC is not going to affect that.
Okay. So but the liquidity is not going to be a factor for us, right?
No.
Yeah, fine. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Any closing comments?
No, thank you. Thank you all.
Yeah, thanks, Steven. We can conclude the call now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Investec Capital Services, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.